Mitt Romney took Illinois yesterday. He beat Rick Santorum there by double digits and now sets his sights yet again on President Obama.
Each step of the way, I learned a little bit more about what it is that makes our American system so powerful. You can't learn that teaching constitutional law at University of Chicago, all right?
Meanwhile, taking the stage in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, Santorum went to great lengths to define himself as the anti-businessman, otherwise the anti-Romney.
This is an election about not who's the best person to manage Washington or manage the economy. We need someone who's going to pull up government by the roots and throw it out and do something to liberate the private sector in America.
Ron Christie joins us now, takeaway contributor and Republican political strategist. So, Ron, explain this. Does this particularly mean that Rick Santorum has a hard time winning outside of the South and outside of rural areas?
Well, I think it does. And good morning, Celeste. And I think it also proves that Senator Santorum is also going to have a very difficult time overcoming Governor Romney. If you look, Illinois last night was the 27th state in the United States to have cast a vote in a primary or a caucus. Of the 27 states, Senator Santorum has won 9 contests. Governor Romney has won 16. So when you look beyond a regional perspective, when you look beyond a delegate perspective, it seems increasingly difficult to me to see how Santorum's candidacy remains viable at this point.
But Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich both show no signs of getting out of the race.
Well, I think it's a question of, are you running for president or are you running to either keep your name in the limelight or are you running for a cause? I think with Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich, they're running for a cause and they're running for future prospects. Senator Santorum's campaign has offered a rosy scenario in which he still might come within 124 delegates of Romney. So I think he still thinks he has a chance. I don't see the viability for the other two, nor do I see it for Senator Santorum at this point.
Do you believe Rick Santorum could be running for vice president?
If you'd asked me about a week ago, I would say yes. If you ask me this week, I think maybe he's running for either the cabinet, an outside shot for the vice president, or to keep a conservative flame alive.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's still running, that's for sure. Ron Christie is a takeaway contributor, Republican political strategist, and contributor to It's a Free Country. Thank you very much. Pennsylvania is where Rick Santorum is now. He moved there very quickly after Illinois, and that's his home state. He served 2 terms there as senator. He's very likely to win the primary election. But that may not be enough, because in Pennsylvania, the race is not about votes, it's about delegates, and that's because of Pennsylvania primary rules. James O'Toole is here to explain, political reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. James, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Celeste.
So explain what this means, that Rick Santorum is now campaigning in Pennsylvania just as much with the Republican Party as he is with the voters. Why?
Well, in Pennsylvania, the delegates run completely untethered from the votes that are cast in a primary that's purely a beauty contest. And the delegates run on their own. What they do at the convention has no legal or moral relationship to what happens in the popular vote. So another interesting thing about Pennsylvania is, you know, how the media collectively is going to portray it, because it's unlike a lot of other states, the delegates don't run with a candidate's name with whom they're affiliated under their own name. They're completely on their own.
The Pennsylvania primary isn't until the 24th of April. There are 2 primary nights before Pennsylvania votes. Is Rick Santorum campaigning there because he's afraid he might lose his home state?
Well, I think it's a possibility. I think the reason he was there last night was more to do with the fact that he was pretty sure he was going to lose Illinois, so he wanted to change the subject. He thinks that, not unreasonably, that he has a good chance in Louisiana this Saturday. Perhaps a longer shot in Wisconsin 10 days after that. But it's hard to see how, and I agree with Ron, based on what we know now, it's hard to see how the delegate math is going to add up for him.
Well, James O'Toole, political reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, you've been covering Rick Santorum for a very long time. Maybe you have a different guess on why he is then staying in the race. Do you think he's actually campaigning for a cabinet post?
I think he still holds out hope that he can win. I think that he would not dispute the fact that the path for him to 1144 delegate votes, the majority needed for nomination, is a pretty tough one. But he thinks that if he can stop Romney, if he can keep Romney from getting to 1144, then who knows what will happen at a convention. And he thinks that he is a more authentic conservative, more likely to be able to attract votes that he doesn't have now from a convention that's that is suddenly would suddenly be in play.
Which argues that he's in this race still just as much to keep Mitt Romney from getting delegates as he is to win them. Let me go back to take that back to Ron Christie. Ron Christie, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Republican political strategist. Let's bring up that brokered convention again then. If Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum are just hoping to deny delegates to Mitt Romney, we could end up brokering this thing in August. Do you think that's likely?
I really don't. I think if you look at the fact that Governor Romney actually raised $18 million during the month of February, the support that was sort of lagging for his candidacy seems to be coming back. I think a lot of Republicans recognize with each day that we go on without having a Republican nominee, the party is weakened. And I think that by the end of April, if we don't have a candidate, if we don't have a strong and clear front runner, the Republican Party is going to be going in an uphill battle to take on the eventual other candidate, President Barack Obama. So for me, the likelihood of having a brokered convention seems to be a distant but still remote possibility for us.
All right. That's Ron Christie, takeaway contributor, Republican political strategist. Back to you, James O'Toole, political reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. So Rick Santorum, is this a message campaign for him as much as it is for Ron Paul then?
I think it's very much a message campaign for him. I think that he is very committed to the kind of, in his view, true conservative ideology he talks about. But it's more than a message campaign. I think that they still are in this with the remote hope of winning.
That's James O'Toole, political reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And James, does it look likely that he'll at least win the votes in Pennsylvania?
I think that that is a fair bet. Romney could concentrate a lot of resources here and potentially defeat him. He's not doesn't have an overwhelming lead, but I think the odds would be in his favor here.
And of course, Rick Santorum did lose his last Senate bid there in Pennsylvania. James O'Toole with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, thank you so much.